I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1323, No Confidence. We are all good at stuff, at least some stuff. I mean, we're not good at everything, but at least we're good at some things, and that can give us confidence. We might feel good about fill in the blank. We're smart. We are competent on our job. We're rock star parents. We're solid financial investors. We're great mechanics. We're wonderful at Candy Crush. Whatever. All that's well and good, but it can go away. And if we put our ultimate confidence in those things that can be taken away from us, where will we be when they're gone? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love those God puts right in front of us every day. You know, if we focus on that, we'll have an abundant life just like Jesus promised. I want you to listen to Paul's bragging rights and his rejection of things in Philippians 3. This is the Message version. We couldn't carry this off by our own efforts, and we know it, even though we can list what many might think are impressive credentials. You know my pedigree, a legitimate birth, circumcised on the eighth day, an Israelite from the elite tribe of Benjamin, a strict and devout adherent to God's law, a fiery defender of the purity of my religion, even to the point of persecuting the church, a meticulous observer of everything set down in God's law book. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand, everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant, dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by Him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules, when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience His resurrection power, and be a partner in His suffering, and go all the way with Him to death itself. If there's any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. All right, did you catch it? Paul puts zero zip nada confidence in things everybody else was holding on to like a life preserver. Religion, circumcised the eighth day. Nationality of the people of Israel. My tribe of the tribe of Benjamin. My culture, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Morality, as to the law of Pharisee. Activism, as to zeal a persecutor of the church. Good works, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Paul weighs out all these reasons, and then he puts zero confidence in any of them at all. Instead, save your confidence replaces self-confidence. Man, what a good way to go. Podcast family, let me be clear. We can be thankful for those types of things. We can be grateful for our job, our family, our health, our intellect, our accomplishments, sure. But ultimate confidence? No. Our confidence is in Christ because nothing can ever take Him away from us. And in Him, we have life. Here's the great question. Is there anything at all that you've been putting confidence in that's greater than Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You humbly recognizing that all that we have and all that we aim to be is really a gift from You. Thank You for the abilities and accomplishments You've blessed us with, but we acknowledge that these things are temporary and they could be taken at any moment. Lord, would You help us put confidence not in our own abilities or achievements, but in Jesus Christ, who's done everything for us. Help us to trust His love and His grace and His sacrifice on the cross, which secured our salvation and eternal life. May we always remember that it is through a living faith in Jesus that we find true purpose and fulfillment, and that nothing in this world can compare to the riches of Your grace. Lord, we surrender our pride and our self-reliance. We ask that You would fill us with the Spirit and enable us to walk humbly and in faith, trusting in Your unfailing love and the finished work of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1324. In the meantime, as a pastor, I see the excruciating pain in people who place all their eggs in the temporary victories of the world. And I see the joy that's still there in the lives of people that have eternal confidence in Christ, even when other things go away. Because for everything else, we can say, no confidence.